Page 29, the letters OO.
Pole and Vole have narrowly escaped Jack's clutches and are finally on the right road again. Open your workbook now to page 29. Sometimes a letter, or a combination of letters, can stand for more than one sound. For example, the vowel letters O, O can stand for the vowel sound oo, as in moon, M, O, O, N, or the vowel sound uh, as in book, B, O, O, K. Listen for words with the vowel sounds you hear in moon and book.
No more shortcuts for us, Vole. And the map shows that this is a friendly town.
But why are these streets so empty? There's something strange going on here.
Let's go knock on that door and find out.
What do you want?
We were traveling and...
Oh, good. It's not them again. Come in, come in. Please hand me that cookbook. It goes with that wood over there.
Here you are. What do you mean we're not them? Just one moment. Please hand me those boots. They go on this side with the stool and the rooster. Must be tidy, must be tidy.
Actually, your room looks very tidy. But can you tell us what's going on in this town?
Oh, it was terrible. Just terrible. They came in and turned everything upside down. The wood on the stool. The balloon next to the football.
What do you mean?
Well, you are in the O-O household. On this side of the room, everything with the letters O-O has the sound oo, as in boot. B-O-O-T.
And on that side of the room, everything with the letters O-O has the sound uh, as in wood. W-O-O-D.
But what happened?
We were sitting quietly at home, admiring how tidy our house was, when Maledict's spies burst in. They searched our house up and down, through everything every which way.
Paul, I think they were looking for us.
Who are you?
Pole and Vole?
Pole and Vole? The ones Maledict is searching for? Oh, dear. You two had better go see Mr. Glow. Maybe he can help you.
Who?
Yes, yes. Go see Mr. Glow. Goodbye.
And with that, Pole and Vole leave the O-O house, puzzled and worried.